Good morning, Mike Broomhead.
Hey, good morning, Jamie. How are you? Happy Thursday.
Whew, thank you. It feels like it's been a marathon of a morning.
Yeah, it has been. It's been a marathon week again.
I was just telling Patricia out at the desk that I finally got caught up about 45 seconds before my 8 o'clock news expansion.
Oh, perfect. So now you're right on time.
I was right on time, right?
Well, great. Just in time to go and get ready to start and do it all over again
there
tomorrow.
You go.
All right. Thanks, Jamie. Hey, good morning, everyone. A lot happening on the show. Great guests today. At 9:05, Kristen Bentz is going to join us. If you know, Kristen Bentz is the CEO of KB Advisory Group, and she has been a lifetime retail analyst. Yesterday, the Fed made a decision not to raise rates. But what does all of this mean? We're starting to see some corporations not hit their earning goals, some of them in areas that may not make sense to us, but it does to her. 9:05, she joins us to talk about the direction of the economy. At 9:35, the Senate president of the Arizona State Legislature, Warren Peterson, will join us to discuss the vote yesterday to repeal the 1864, 1977, whichever year you want to use, the ban that has been in place on abortion. So what happens next? What will happen in November? We're going to ask all of those questions at 9:35. And then at 10:35, Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richer is going to join us. Stephen Richer is going to talk about the primary coming up, how independent voters, what you need to do to vote in the primary. We're going to talk about election workers and also the lawsuits that have happened. The AZGOP versus Stephen Richer, Stephen Richer versus Carrie Lake. We'll get all the answers to that at 10:35. So a busy, busy day on the show. I hope you can jump in for as much of it as possible. We're going to start with the abortion ban. I think that's a place to start, the repealing of the abortion ban yesterday. What ended up happening yesterday was two Republicans in the Arizona Senate sided with the full Democrat caucus in repealing this. It now goes to the governor's desk. She's expected to sign it early this afternoon. And so the two Republicans, Shauna Bolick, TJ Shope, those two senators siding with the Republicans. It was a long, drawn out process as many people got up to explain their vote. I know that there was a very kind of impassioned commentary from Senator Bolick on why she decided that she was going to vote the way she did. Senator Wadsack apparently had a very impassioned, emotional response, and it ended up being repealed. So now what will happen next? And there's a lot to discuss in this. And I have to say that for me, the issue for me is on this entire issue is about a life. When does life begin? And we're going to get to it in a minute. I'll give you my commentary. But I want you to hear a couple of people. Here's a couple of women outside talking about this outside yesterday.
It's unfortunate when they have the autonomy over their own bodies.
Well, it's a sad day for unborn babies and their mothers.
And this is an attorney and an abortion rights advocate. Her name is Chris Love. She's also one of the groups of people that is advocating for the piece of the referendum that'll be on the ballot. They've got the signature that'll be on the ballot, Arizona for Abortion Access. I believe she's with that group. If not, she was with one of the other groups that got signatures.
Pregnant patients should have the freedom to make personal health care decisions, including decisions about abortion, with their families and their medical providers.
Notice it's medical providers. They don't use the word doctors, and that's an important part of this. It isn't about doctors. They say medical providers, medical professionals. But even in that, and this is where my pushback on this referendum is, and I want you to read it carefully. It is a one page. I'm not somebody that embellishes. But you have to read it carefully because the words matter. Ask any lawyer. Words matter. And you have to be very specific or there's reasons why you're being very vague. That's my opinion. And in this piece of, I say legislation, but in this referendum, it talks about the decision with a healthcare professional. That's not a doctor. That's a healthcare professional. So it's not a doctor. It's not necessarily even a nurse. It's a healthcare professional. They talk about I think it's a 24-week ban. I'm not positive about that, but they talk about viability of the pregnancy. That's their phrase. That's the phrase they use, that a woman, there no abortion will be obstructed before viability is basically, but after viability, the caveats and the reasons why there still could be an abortion is up to the healthcare professional. It also has to do with the mental health of the patient, the pregnant woman. So again, what does that mean? There's not a definition there. If a, let's say, then I'm not jumping to conclusions, but I'm asking an honest question. If a healthcare professional were to say, I believe that you are emotionally unstable or in a bad place or depressed, and I think you're too depressed, I'm not saying a psychologist, I'm saying a healthcare or mental health professional, to have a baby, does that mean that even at later term in the pregnancy, you can still have an abortion? These are questions that voters should ask, but I don't know if they will. Most Arizonans have shown some kind of desire to have access to abortions for mothers, for pregnant women. But in that desire to make sure it's available, are you opening the door to something much bigger? That's the big question. How will it be addressed? But even in their piece of legislation or in their referendum, they acknowledge that there is a place in a pregnancy. They talk about, it's their word, I've used it too, but in their referendum, they talk about viability of the pregnancy. So they acknowledge at some point in a pregnancy, without extenuating circumstances, that's a human life, not outside the womb. So it isn't just about a woman and her body and healthcare decisions. At some point, they acknowledge this is a life. We just disagree on where life begins. And that, instead of it being a respectful, reasonable conversation, they shout shame on you or shame, shame, shame on the House floor. There's all of these protests talking about keep your laws off of my body. And it gets vitriolic and it gets nasty, as if someone like me who is pro-life, and have a conversation with me off the air. I'd be happy to have the conversation on the air. I'm reasonable. I use inflammatory terms. I don't go after people. I don't cast insults. I have a deep-seated belief that it's a human life much earlier than you believe it's a human life. That's where our debate begins and ends, is where does life begin? And instead of having that debate in a reasonable way, it deteriorates into this political argument. By the way, one of the great stories in Politico today says that this has been repealed, but Democrats don't want you to stop being angry. They are still going to use this to try to flip seats. So it is overtly political in many ways. Jake Hoffman, State Senator Jake Hoffman, said this is a bad day.
Today is a dark and sad day in the history of our great state.
And so this is a little more of an expanded commentary from the senator.
Republicans are abandoning the founding fathers' principles and our Republican Party platform's principles to join with Democrats to expedite a near total repeal.
So what is frustrating, I think, to a degree for many people is wrestling with what happens next. And I think that's the discussion, because I just talked about a referendum that's going to be on the ballot. The opposing side of this is an organization, say it goes too far, saying that this referendum that is going to open access to abortion goes much further than most Arizonans agreed on. Arizonans agreed on 15 weeks. That seemed to be a reasonable place where people agreed by then a pregnancy was viable and that it should be protected. Pro-life people would prefer that we recognize that life begins at conception, compromise, but I don't know that it's that. But people in Arizona, the voters, I don't live in a vacuum. I'm not going to get my way all the time. I'm not going to be able to say to you, I think this is how it's going to be, and just magically make it happen. Many people are thinking there has to be limits. So now will there be? And it's one of the questions I'll have for the Senate president at 9:35 is, will Republicans offer up a referendum that is more specific? It doesn't say healthcare professional. It says your doctor. It doesn't say mental health of a woman. If there are something there that it's specifics about rape and incest, that there aren't these loopholes that people can say, a healthcare professional told me I was too depressed to be pregnant, so at 18, 19, 20 weeks of pregnancy, I decided to terminate the pregnancy, and that's my healthcare decision. And I don't think that's an unreasonable conversation to have. Again, I'm being as respectful as I can. I'm staunch in my beliefs, but I also understand that I can't force you to believe like me. I don't want to interfere with a woman's healthcare decision, but even your referendum talks about a place of viability in a pregnancy that then stops your ability to have an abortion without extenuating circumstances. It even acknowledges there that there is a place in a pregnancy where it's a human life. And I think that's where we should have the conversation as reasonably as we can. Coming up in a moment, we are going to talk about police move in to disband protests across the country. I was watching intently this morning before I came into the radio station about what happened at UCLA. We're going to discuss that coming up here in just one moment.
Values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
Seems appropriate. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you spending some time with the show. Let's talk about pro-Palestinian groups reassemble at Arizona State University. About 50 people are assembling there. I think it was an important distinction to make, and I'm glad Arizona State did it, because we keep hearing the word students. Now, that is kind of a bit broad term, and there are students that are involved across the country, but at ASU, there were 72 people that were arrested for trespassing, and of them, I believe 67 of the 72 had no connection to Arizona State University. They certainly were not students. I say that because I mentioned this yesterday. A veteran activist joined Columbia protesters. Police call her a professional agitator. Her name is Lisa Fithian. Describes herself as a nonviolent direct action trainer. Some people just whatever, you can make up some great titles. You know, we used to joke about garbage men being called a sanitation engineer. You can dress up any title. So I'm just going to give you some quotes. Tie it right to the lock, she told two masked protesters holding zip ties, according to a video posted on social media. The protesters did as they were told, using the ties on a metal table pressed against a door. Let's give them a little cover, she said to people. Get the cameras back. Another order she was given. She's a 63-year-old veteran activist who knew the NYPD describes as a professional agitator. The takeover of Hamilton Hall was a significant escalation of the strategy used by students demanding that Columbia divest from corporations that are profiting in Gaza. This morning, I watched intently as the I think it was led by CHP, California Highway Patrol, made their way onto the campus of UCLA. They surrounded an encampment. They moved in. They destroyed tents. And what they had constructed were plywood barriers, and they used pallets. They used plywood sheets, 4x8 sheets of plywood that they screwed handles into so they could use them as shields. And they were setting up an encampment that was hard for the police to get into. Now, this happened because people were unable, the law enforcement was precluded, I should say, from going onto campus and stopping it sooner. There is a big difference between what Arizona State did and what you saw at some of these other places. They are calling for outrageous things. And here's the other part of this. There are people on these campuses that are wearing Hamas headbands. They're flying the Palestinian flag. In one case, they brought down an American flag and hoisted a flag from the Palestinian flag. They are calling for the death of Jews, and they are doing all of this. And I want to ask an honest question, and I mean this sincerely. What about the hostages? What about the hostages that remain in captivity from Hamas? There has been a new proposal for a ceasefire that would include a hostage release from Hamas. The holdout is Hamas. By the way, Israel has acquiesced a bit and eased its requests and its requirements for a ceasefire in an attempt to gain their hostages back. In the United States of America, which is the poster for the Western world, it is Europe as well, to the people that hate the Western way of life. And that's what these radical organizations hate more than anything else, is the Western way of life. But what message does this send? You do not think that this is propaganda. By the way, Iran is offering scholarships. University in Iran is offering scholarships to students that will be expelled because of the protests. You don't think that's propaganda? It absolutely is propaganda. You don't believe that Hamas is looking at this and saying, well, if much of the U.S., and especially if they get a limited view, if they don't see the huge number of Americans that are against this, the president hasn't said much. But when you see that the police are held out for days in California, they were not allowed on UCLA's campus. There were people that went to the campus police and said, why aren't you doing something? And the police said, we'd love to do something. We're not allowed. The chancellor and the vice chancellor, whatever that title is, for second in charge, told us to stay out of it. And now finally, after days and days and days where they were able to bolster and they were able to really get their encampments, you know, dug in, they were able to fortify that place. The cops moved in and they began to make arrests. And I watched it intently. The police handled it in a very, very professional way. And what I mean by that is it wasn't violent. They moved in. They were making arrests. Students were smiling when they were getting arrested. We are going to have to take a very serious look at how we handle these situations. Because if we don't, we are going to have many more of them. And isn't this sending the wrong message to the hostage takers, Hamas? If they see Americans on college campuses across our country standing in solidarity, if they see the Palestinian flag and Hamas headbands on American campuses, maybe they hold out longer. Maybe they think the tide is turning. Horrible message to send when hostages are in harm's way. All right, coming up in a moment, Gatos is going to join me. We're going to have our Big Q poll question of the day. Stick around.
The Gatos Big Q poll question, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers.
Hey, good morning, Gatos.
You talking about the chaos at the college campuses today?
I did, yeah. I was this morning when I got up before I came into work. I got up about 4 o'clock and I couldn't go back to sleep. And I was watching the police move in on UCLA's campus. That was something to see, man.
Oh, my gosh. It's insane, isn't it? Isn't it crazy to watch?
Yeah. Have you seen the woman that went to Columbia that was the consultant, the protest consultant?
Yes, and she was demanding a whole bunch of stuff.
No, that was a student. This was a woman that's in her 60s that is a professional consultant. She was telling them, "All right, tie the zip ties around here. Now do this." It's crazy.
I can't keep track of all the jihadists that I'm looking at. So I'll start with UCLA for my for my cue.
Let's do
what a mess that is. Okay. Anti-Israeli protesters at UCLA, jihadists, if you will. They've demanded shields, helmets, as well as vegan and gluten-free food.
I saw that.
So that they can stay in their mini tent city. So I'm asking the question, should the school provide this stuff? All right. A, yes, but I really mean no. B, no. C, absolutely 100% yes. Just kidding, no. Or D, yes, let's punish them with vegan food.
Yeah, that was the part of it. They wanted vegetarian options for the food being brought in.
Oh, for crying out loud. Don't you think, well, first of all, I mean, don't you think they're part of it is they're LARPing? Like they're like in this they want to be like they want to think like they're Palestinians. They live in a tent.
Right.
They're not eating. They're dehydrated. They've got the gear on. They're LARPing and I think they've gone out of their minds. Especially in UCLA and Columbia, because in UCLA, I mean, there were people beaten. There was bloodshed. They don't allow kids to go to class unless they're wearing some sort of an anti-Israel bracelet. I mean, my goodness.
But the university also let this go on for so long. ASU nipped it in the bud right away, same day, got rid of people. Now, there are more people back protesting at ASU, but it's not nearly the same. UCLA, they wouldn't let the police go in there at all. They were able to use 4x8 sheets of plywood, and they built shields with handles on them. They were using pallets and other things to fortify their position. It was a nightmare.
Yeah, there's some pictures coming out of Stanford.
Yeah.
And there are, I don't really call them protesters. because this isn't protesting. They're wearing Hamas headbands.
Yeah.
And Stanford has sent pictures of them to the FBI.
And we have to acknowledging that many of these people have no connection really to the university. They're not
that's
students.
Part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Some of them are definitely students.
Yeah.
But some of them, yes, are activists or crazies or what have you. I don't know the breakdown, but they're still definitely students there.
Yep. All right, man. Listen, great question. And we'll wrap it up for the week tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm going to go eat some kale. What else is that crap that people eat that's vegan? Or I'll look for, you know what? Screw that. I'm having pancakes this morning. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, man. That's Gatos. The Big Q poll question today is brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. We'll talk to Kristen Bentz in a moment.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.